The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, November 28, 1000 block of 50th Street. Complainant reported that sometime overnight their front license plate was stolen. Police attended and spoke with neighbors with negative results. Throughout the day, four additional callers reported the theft of their license plates in the 10A Avenue area. All license plate numbers were added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. All callers advised to file a claim with ICBC. November 28, unit block of 50th Street. Complainant reported that they were informed by their bank that a large withdrawal in the form of a bank draft had been issued to their account at an Ontario branch of the bank. The suspect was able to provide the bank with the complainant's debit card number, PIN, and driver's license number. Police to follow up with the bank fraud department. December 1, 4900 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported the theft, sometime overnight, of a catalytic converter from a flat-deck truck left in the parking lot. No video surveillance in the area. Theft reported for information purposes and advised that the company would be parking their vehicles in a secure lot in the future. File number provided for insurance purposes. December 1, 1200 block of 57th Street. A store reported that a female attempted to shoplift a cart full of groceries. The store detained the suspect, but let her go when she became verbally aggressive. Groceries worth $316 were recovered from the suspect before she left the store. The female is described as Caucasian, 40 to 50 years of age, wearing black clothing including a black Durag cap and carrying a large red handbag. Police attended and patrolled the area with negative results. December 2, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. Complainant reported that they left their bike locked in front of a business and when they returned later in the day, the bike had been stolen. The bike valued at $650 has a new rear tire and caster. A photo of the bike was distributed and the shopping center security informed of the theft. Ladner, November 28, 5400 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Police observed a vehicle leaving the pub and liquor store and conducted a traffic stop to assess the driver's sobriety. The driver admitted to drinking two beers earlier in the evening and provided two breath samples which both read, "Warn." As a result, the driver was given an immediate three-day roadside suspension and their driver's license seized. The vehicle was driven from the scene by a sober passenger. December 1, 5100 block of Ladner Truck Road. A store reported a shopper had left the store with a few small items without payment. The suspect is described as a South Asian male, 50 years of age, with a white goatee. The store indicated they did not want to pursue charges, but wished the incident to be documented as there has been ongoing issue with this male. Police advised the store to pursue having the male banned and to call police if they wish the male to be removed. December 2, 2500 block of Highway 99. A vehicle observed traveling at 139 km per hour per mobile radar, was stopped for driving at an excessive speed. The driver was served with a 7-day impoundment and a speeding ticket. The driver was picked up by a family member and the vehicle towed from the scene. December 3, Harvest Drive area. A police traffic stop was initiated after a vehicle was observed speeding in the area. A sobriety test was administered as the driver admitted to smoking cannabis 2 hours previously. As a result, a 24-hour suspension was issued and their driver's license seized. A sober driver attended the scene and picked up the driver and the vehicle.